This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, the 117th Congress gets underway today, and the U.S. House of Representatives elects a new speaker. Democratic incumbent Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed. Pelosi is the first woman in U.S. history to serve as House Speaker, and she has signaled that this would be her final term as Speaker and possibly her last term in the chamber. She is 80 years old. To assume the role of House Speaker, a member must receive 50% of the vote plus one. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, lawmakers must vote in person this new Congress. And American closed the door on the 116th Congress, which managed a government shutdown, the impeachment trial of the president, and the deadliest pandemic in a century. Looking to the week ahead in U.S. politics, control of the U.S. Senate will be determined on Tuesday when voters in the state of Georgia head to the polls in two Senate runoff elections. The outcome will have implications for President-elect Joe Biden's agenda. Two Democrats will need to defeat two incumbent Republicans for Mr. Biden's party to take control of the Senate. So far, over 3 million early votes have been cast in Georgia. And the new U.S. Congress meets Wednesday to officially count the votes cast by the Electoral College. There are 306 for President-elect Joe Biden and 232 for incumbent President Donald Trump. And then we move forward to the inauguration of the president on January 20th. India authorizes the emergency use of two vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca Oxford and the other by a local pharmaceutical firm, Bharat Biotech, paving the way for one of the world's biggest inoculation drives in that country of 1.3 billion. This is VOA News. The number of wildfires in Brazil increased 12.7% last year to a decade high, according to official figures, and this will likely add to pressure on President Jair Bolsonaro's government over the destruction of the Amazon rainforest. There were over 222,000 wildfires across Brazil in 2020, the highest number since 2010, according to the Brazilian Space Agency. That included more than 103,000 fires in the Brazilian Amazon, an annual increase of nearly 16%, said the agency, which uses satellite images to track fires and deforestation. It also included more than 22,000 fires in Brazil's share of the Pantanal, the world's largest wetlands, which were devastated last year by an annual increase of more than 120%. The Amazon and Pantanal are two of Earth's most valuable ecosystems. The Amazon is the world's biggest rainforest. It's considered vital to curbing climate change because of the carbon dioxide it absorbs from the atmosphere. And about 60% of the rainforest is in Brazil. Bolsonaro is a climate change skeptic. Activists say his push to open protected Amazon lands to agribusiness and mining and his government's funding cuts for environmental protection programs are fueling the destruction. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Sunday that killed 11 minors from Pakistan's minority Shiite Hazaras in Baluchistan province. The attack took place early on Sunday morning around 100 kilometers southeast of Baluchistan's capital, killing the miners who were in a shared residential room near the coal mine where they worked. This is what officials are saying. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan called the killings cowardly, inhumane acts of terrorism. A security official told Reuters that the miners killed had had their throats slit. Islamic State later claimed responsibility for this attack. The region where the killings took place is the focus of the $60 billion China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. That's a transport and energy link planned between Western China and Pakistan's southern deepwater port of Gwadar. Hazaras have been frequently targeted by Taliban and Islamic State militants and other Sunni Muslim militant groups in both Pakistan and Afghanistan. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.